Blog Talk Radio.
City.
fattest, she got the purses. I wish I wanna get some. Come on, work your lips. I'm high in the clouds, I'm not coming down. I'm so turned up, I can't find the ground. Sippin' smell, I got a smoker, try to find a pound. Make a flood with the one rope, might drown. Juju got chips like D.O.A. And the need chicks out of D.O.A. I'm so dope, boy, fresh set. You think that I'm selling blow? Take your chick to V.I.P. and get her pregnant in her throat. Shout it, bust it open for me. I'ma throw this chain. Shout it, throw that like a Hail Mary pass. I'm f***ing me a new chick every night. Make that clap. I don't care about that say it like.
Got a big old butt. It's that DMV, we up at KOD. And I can CC any CCs, but don't be OC.
Shout out to that cellulite. Got a real bad, bad, better cellulite. Got another bad, bad, better set shit right. Got a couple hood rats on Section 8. Make it come, don't procrastinate. Throw a 5-0, come crack the case. Got the days, come activate. This girl throw a fire, evacuate. Throw that in the air, evaporate. Where your money, let them evaluate. If you're about big money, elaborate. I'ma shake this shake till I graduate.
Shorty got a big old.
Oh, my bad.
We'll fight you.
I'm sorry.
We'll fight you. Listen,
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Color Booth. I'm fist fighting. I'm just, they fucking with my emotions around here. But anyway.
What it is, mama?
Listen, Negro. I'ma need you to get you an alarm clock.
No. All right. So check game. So peep it. I'm up. I'm drunk and I'm high. All right. I've been on some real pro black shit today. Care of my lady earlier. You know what I'm saying? I took care of my daughter. Well, actually, my daughter would say I'm not taking care of her. But that's neither here or there. She's an 18-year-old. She just graduated high school. And she's feeling herself. She has the right. I'm going to give her some leeway, even though I'm going to slap the shit out of her. I'm sorry. I digress. Then I go outside. I know we haven't even introduced the show yet, but I'm just walk with me. So
okay, you are
I go,
your
I see.
That's what you, when you drop.
Yo, I missed that shit last night. I only seen the first half. Anyway, boom. So I look outside my building, my complex, and I see a bunch of cigarettes. I'm like, yeah, y'all niggas is killing me. We don't respect ourselves. I went and got a broom and cut a paper plate in half and swept all the front of my fucking complex, all the cigarette butts and beer bottles and tops and all that shit. I cleaned that shit up. Niggas start coming out. I start telling them, yo, you better not drop a fucking on my – now I'm chastising niggas. Then this dude came up there and said, yeah, brother, I appreciate you. We start talking some pro-black shit. Next thing I know, it's 10:31. So I apologize, but I'm here, and I'm ready for the fuckery. Nah, but I was schooling him on some of the shit he need to be schooled on, so it was a positive thing. But I apologize. I'm a little late. Everybody else, fuck y'all. Y'all should be here. Me and Kitty go hold it down. You know it's magic when we get together.
Yeah. So Keisha Taylor is still at work. So that is acceptable. This nigga Dre, I don't know what type of whole shit he on, but I'm sick of his shit. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sick of it.
You know,
So, you know what he was saying right now? You know why he ain't here? Because Shorty got a big old butt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
She probably don't. She probably don't. Anyway.
She probably a possum.
She probably built like a... Some built like some shit still hanging up in the goddamn closet. But anyway. Anyway. On the code, we are talking about emotions and people and where they hold their emotions at. Whether it's your head, your heart, or the unedited
mentionable regions.
Your private spaces, your pussycat, and your dick.
Your
now,
monkey.
Your emotions, and your, not your monkey.
You got your emotions in
your
monkey.
In your box.
In
so
your monster. See, I got a monster. You got a monkey. I'm sorry.
I'm not a little box. I'm a half. But anyway. I'm like a little box, you know. But we drink because
we say
in the book. That nigga smokes. Yes, he does. And we say inappropriate. Oh, look in here. Somebody decided to bring their whole ass in for the night.
Is it Pastor Possum?
Yes, it is. And decided to bring his whole ass in 12 minutes late. You know I don't believe in being late. Nigga be on time. But anyway.
What up, Dre?
What's up, Ron?
Nah, nigga, you better come with more energy than that, nigga. You want to... Yo, all right, I'm going to put everybody who listening behind the curtains. This nigga want to show off like, yeah, I was getting some pussy during the last show.
Right?
This nigga. You selfish-ass nigga. I got a dry-ass dick, and here you go fucking cheesing and showing off and shit, you bastard.
And man, you're talking about some. Hey, Ron.
Thank you, Kitty. Thank you. Hey, Ron. Hi,
hey,
guys.
Ron.
Sound like the Clear Eyes commercial, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You better have some more energy, nigga. You fucking philandering-ass possum puncturer.
No, pee-pee.
Wow.
A pee-pee. Oh shit! What's up? What's good, Dre? How you feeling, brother?
I'm good, dude.
I ain't just fuck up nothing. Like your side hoe is listening, and she ain't know that your ex hoe was giving you pussy last week. Did I fuck something up? I'm sorry. Did I?
I hope not.
That's the most honest answer you could have said, right?
Okay, so this is why we're having this conversation. This is exactly why we need niggas to understand that y'all need not to get your emotions and shit entangled in some shit that you don't need to be in.
Preach, sister. Preach.
So, the reason why we're having this, because we were sitting in the office, and we were having a conversation, and Ron happened to bring up said topic. So, Ron, tell us how we got here.
So, I have a young lady that's a friend of mine. And I have a lifestyle, I have a past, so I'm not one to throw stones at nobody. And if I throw a stone at you, I'm prepared to get hit in my glass house with the same stone. I'll just have to put some cardboard up. I'm comfortable with that. But she's a hoe, okay? And she calls herself a thot, okay? So me being a little older than her, I fuck with her. Her brother is my dude. So I kind of like talk to her and try to give her good advice. And I don't know if I'm the person that should be giving anybody good advice, but I try to do that. That being said, she's talking to me and she's told me about her thottish ways. Pardon the fire truck going by, people. It'll be past in a second. All right. So she's told me her thottish ways. She's told me that she's had sex with dudes that she met the first night and then whispered in his ear, take the condom off. Told me how she invited the dude over to her house and she said to him, come fuck my face. All right, these are the conversations that we've had. That being said, I've never done nothing with the young lady because, not because it hasn't been available or because it hasn't been offered or because I haven't even wanted to because she's a pretty young lady, but because this lady has told me time and time again that she has had multiple men splashing her and she hasn't yet to go get any kind of STD check. And I'm like, there's no possible way I would ever touch you. But anyway, maybe I'm going too far with this conversation. So she says to me, I met this dude, and I think I love him. He told me he loves me, and I think his dick curves to the left, and that's exactly what I need. I said, first of all, she said, and it's never been touched before. So I said to her, I said, if the dot that you are and what you tell me, then every part of your pussy has been touched, bitch. Don't try to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? What's happening is this man is not just bonk, 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 fucking you like the rest of these niggas. He's making love to you, and he's doing it passionately and caressing you and doing things to you that these other niggas ain't doing, so you're feeling special now. What does that special mean? That means that special now is he's touching exactly what it is that you want to be touched. What is it that you want to be touched? Your emotions, your heart. So you're looking for a nigga to love you, but you're looking for it with your pussy. So now, me and Key start talking, and we start realizing, well, what do these bitches want? And what do these niggas want? And what are they leading with to get it? So this chick is looking for love, but she's looking for love and leading with her pussy. Some motherfuckers are leading with this. Some niggas is looking for love and they leading with their wallet. You see what I'm saying? So we started having this conversation. We were like, well, let's take it to the end. And now we bring that to, you know what I'm saying? We just had this conversation. What are people looking for and what are they leading with to get it?
Yep. And that's how we got here.
What did you say?
This is how we got here. This is where we came from. So that
this
young
is why
lady.
I'm hot.
This nigga here. This young lady, yeah, she's definitely leaning with her pussycat. And her pussycat is got her brain and her heart all messed up.
All fucked
up. You know? All the way fucked up. And you know what? I'm not going to pretend and say I have not been in that space. Every
Thank
single
you.
Last one of us have been in that space. That's why we can recognize
yep.
that space. I ain't gonna lie.
Well,
I probably stayed in a situation way too goddamn long. Not because it curved to the left, but it was thinking nice. And
wait, yo, you know the fucked up part is right when you said that, I went from listening to putting it on speakerphone, and then I heard you say, second nice.
Dummy. You know, that's the shit that I was into. And I'm thinking, this nigga loves me. I love him. I will go to the moon for this nigga. Like, now I went stupid on it to the point where I was like, you know, I'm going to get some charges on some shit, stupid. But, yeah. And I mean, I spent years. Count them bitches. A lot of them. Not no one and two. There's a lot of S's behind it. So.
You stupid. That motherfuckers went from elementary to high school in the time that we was fucking with each other.
Yeah. Right. Guarantee it. You know who went from elementary school? Let me tell you who went from elementary school to high school. My kids. Listen. Listen. And it ain't her daddy. Please don't think it was that sorry piece of crap. No, it wasn't her daddy.
I'm done with you.
It wasn't. But yeah, I was done for it. I mean, listen, I thought I was in love, honey. And sometimes I'm not even gonna lie. Because we still talk because we're still friends. But the thing is that I have to catch myself. Because sometimes I feel myself wanting to revert back. And I'm like, no, because that ain't no good for me. Every time I fuck with you, I feel like my heart get broken. Because for some reason, you touch something in my pussycat that touched my heart. And I have to detach myself. That's what she hasn't done in her life yet at this point. She hasn't detached her pussycat from her heart. And she thinks because this nigga shit curved to the left and it touched something that hadn't been touched before. Oh, it's been touched before, but you didn't feel it.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, it is no way with the way that you tell me your vagina has been vandalized, the VV. All right, the vandalized vagina, the VVV, the very vandalized vagina, the VVVV, the very vociferously vandalized vagina. The very vastly vociferously. But my point is true.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks a lot. It's a bad thing, but we have to be able to recognize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there's certain lifestyles that, you know, you could be in dick a lot. You know? Like, there's certain types of lifestyles that people live that they get in that shit constantly, right? And all of a sudden, they fall in love, and you be like, you know that's community dick, right? You in love with the community dick?
How about this? Bitch, you the community pussy. What right you got to fall in love with anybody? You know them other niggas is coming back.
Exactly.
How does it going to make your man feel when they, trust me, in 3 months, they coming back?
I mean, I've been there. Been there before. You know, you've been a whole-ass relationship, and that one little piece of penis that you was in love with, not the man, but the penis that you was in love with got the all that. Right when you happy in your relationship, right?
And that nigga text a nigga.
That, you know, what you up to? I miss you. What the fuck? You miss me? What you miss me for?
Wait. Hey, big head.
Hey, big head. Or hey, stranger. Where you been? Where you been?
What you been up to?
That's me. That's me. I'm a hey stranger. I hit that shit in the mirror.
You been hitting him with the hey stranger, Drake?
Yep.
Nigga ain't
yep,
shit.
Because they always hit me with the damn, hey, big head. Or, you got like, you don't know nobody no more. Bitch.
Act, bitch. I don't know you no more. You got married to some nigga. I don't even know your last name no more.
Exactly. I had one that got married on my motherfucking ass, and she didn't even tell me she was engaged. Like, we had just fucked like 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. This bitch popped up on her timeline, married. I was like, what the fuck? And so I fell back. I ain't say shit. 2 months go by, here she come. Oh, you don't know nobody no more. Bitch, you married. You done slid a whole goddamn ring on your finger. And you didn't tell me you was engaged. Like, you skipped the engagement and you went straight to marriage. Like, what the fuck?
Kitty, ready for this, Kitty? So, Dre, when she hit you back, did you fuck her again?
No, I didn't smash no more. Cause that's my goal, best friend. Cause, look, the crazy part is, Ron, I'm already dealing with like 3 damn married women. I can't do that no more,
you
man. 3 is enough.
That nigga ain't shit, Ron.
This nigga is a whole gigolo.
I'm a gigolo with lots of dough.
No, nigga, no.
This nigga said, my name is Dick Cannon.
Hey, if they keep, hey, look, crazy part is, they apply pressure to me. I don't be trying to damn fuck with married women. If I crack, if I holler, and she was like, nah, I'm married, I'm like, all right, I fall back. And this thing you know, bam, inbox, inbox, inbox. And then it leads from that to, hey, it is what it
why
is.
You,
just don't check your damn
okay. Okay. So let's talk about it. Why do you allow why do you allow these women, just because they come into your inbox, that ain't mean you gotta sleep with them.
True.
Niggas, you bored? You ain't got nothing to do? You ain't got no books to read? I clearly got a bookshelf full of them.
You stupid. All right, Kitty, can I hit him with this line of questioning?
Okay.
Are you a, would you call yourself a moral man? That a man that has morals?
At this point, probably not.
Very interesting.
I done got cheated on so many times, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You cheated on me.
Uh-oh. Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that? We got more questions now. You sound hurt.
Oh, no. I'm just, hey, it is what it is.
Wait. Either it's no or it is what it is. It can't be both. No, you haven't been cheated.
Shit.
No, you're not hurt, or it is what it is. I am hurt.
No, I'm not. I'm not fucking hurt.
Okay. So why did you then say the reason that I'm fucking these people who have committed to God is because I've been cheated on? Why did you say that then if it's not a hurt thing, sir?
Emotions make you cry sometimes.
Oh, that. Are you doing the damn smoking lab, nigga? What the fuck?
Now, I was waiting for an answer, though.
I was getting the background music.
So you're not going to answer that main question?
I didn't hear it because I was putting Bluetooth in. What'd you say?
I don't even remember no more because I'm high. Short-term memory has nothing. Kitty, look at
that. What'd he say, Jay? He said, nigga, who hurt you? And he's trying to figure out if...
Right.
Oh, I can tell you,
hey, that's no problem. My ex-girlfriend said she thought about the fucking man.
What was that?
Nigga, that was before I met you. I've known you now a good smooth 10 years.
She created this monster. I told you this when we did the... Huh?
So you going to blame her for the shit? Now, you sound like Wendell up on this show tonight. Because Wendell came for Tabitha because her sorry-ass marriage didn't work. But the way she wanted it to, but the way
I don't come for people when their relationship don't work. That's not me. That's not me. I don't do that. That's a bitter motherfucker. I don't do that. I have never damn tried my best to damn destroy somebody's relationship because
what's the difference between giving somebody in their hand crack or saying, "Look, crackhead, I'm just gonna leave this on the table." What's the difference?
So basically, y'all telling me I can't be sticking married women.
No, nigga.
What I'm telling you is, if you want to dig married women, you could dig married women. I can't tell you what the fuck to do. What I'm saying is certain things you can't call yourself if you dig married women.
Oh, you can be like, I'm a good dude.
I mean, I am a good dude. I just do what I need.
Okay, because
like,
you know
like
what we're done talking.
No,
you can't call yourself a Muslim
if I get in a relationship with somebody,
right.
If I'm in a relationship with somebody, it's full speed ahead until she starts acting stupid. She started acting stupid, then I'm gonna act stupid. But the best.
Let me. So now you on some tit for tat shit.
Basically,
our way.
Everybody do it.
Everybody, not everybody. All right, let's get back on track. All right, and we're gonna use Dreya's on the track.
Right.
So,
wait a minute, we're gonna pause.
So, Dre, what
pause.
Are you looking for? What are you looking for, like, relationship-wise or, like, life-wise?
Oh,
I mean, I want to get married. Everybody wants to be married.
Okay, so you're looking for marriage. You're looking for that woman. How are you looking for that woman? What are you leading with to look for that woman?
Leading as in, like, what do I say to him? Or
leading as in, what is your hook? When you go fishing, you put a certain bait on the hook. What is your bait that you have? Is it your mind? Is it your humor? Is it your dick? Is it your wallet? Like, everybody leads with something.
I use my humor, you know what I'm saying? And then if I talk to a lady and she give me attitude at the gate, I'm going on by my business. That's a waste of time. But if I get to know you and I feel like I can we communicate on shit and I can make you laugh and you constantly smiling or whatever, and then you constantly hit me up, I'm going to see where it goes. But it's like, say for instance, yeah, sometimes you get somebody's number and then you text them. Then they'll be like, oh, I tried to holler at you. I tried to text you back, whatever. It'll be like months fucking later or a week or two later. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm throwing it back because if I get your number and then, you know what I'm saying, you get mine or whatever, and then I text you either the next day, basically like best friend did, I'm going to give you that one text. If I text you and then you don't hit me back, when you text me, I'm going to do you the same way. I'm going to take my sweet time doing it.
All right. There's a whole bunch of shit I can go to with that. Not even
Hank,
do it. What's up?
Calls that because we got a caller, and she's been patient. So I'm going to need y'all.
All right, let's see who we talking
be
to.
Be nice. And be nice because y'all know how your niggas like to act. But we got a caller. All right.
All right.
I'm bringing you on, really.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Grace. How are you?
Hey, boo.
How you doing,
What's
love?
I have a lot of questions. Yeah. So my question is to the gentleman that is sleeping with the married woman or was sleeping with the married woman.
Okay, mama.
I just want to understand. I just want to be clear. Does she reach out to you still?
Yes, she do.
And you entertain her?
No, like it's just, hey, how you doing? Been a minute, whatever. It's not no entertaining to it. Nah.
But if she was,
I mean,
to
I
say,
can speak,
hey,
I
want
I can
you
speak
to
a woman. Can I say hello? How you doing? Is they speak to me?
No, I
wasn't finished with my question, but
there's a line of questioning, brother. There's a line of questioning. Be patient. She got more.
You sound like you're guilty or something. Are you ready,
and he
sir?
He got all the mud and all the gear, and he's somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like,
okay.
He's
so you entertain
look,
her.
He got to be right there. Well, he got to be with this.
Y'all say so. I mean, I'm just speaking being polite.
No. It's not if I say so, because, I mean, I'm not there. But what I'm saying, what my question is, if you entertain her and she's married and she says, hey, why don't you come over or why don't we meet somewhere? That means
I'm sorry. I apologize. Please see her. Hold on one second. The TV is on in the back. All right. Go ahead. Please. Thank you.
Okay. So what I'm saying is if you are entertaining this young lady and she is married and she says, because as you stated, she's married and she's like, what's going on? Hey, big head, whatever the case may be. And you felt some sort of way because she was reaching out to you and she was indeed found to be married. Then if she offered it to you, you would take it, correct?
That was then, but it ain't like that now.
Oh, it's not like that now. What changed?
No. I just got tired, and it's like, it is what it is. I just got tired of it. I'm trying
what
to
is
basically
it?
Wean myself off of it.
Oh, okay. So where's your emotions?
Well, with her, it ain't none. I can't be.
No, where are your emotions? Because it seems as if you have your emotions stored somewhere, which is why you can entertain this young lady, even though she's been married. Or she was married. Or in a committed relationship.
When we met, she didn't tell me she was married. That was the whole thing. And so I, just like a side nigga, I learned my spot, learned my place.
I see. Well, thank you for answering that question. Let me ask you a question. Sure.
The way that you posed that question, like you would do it, wouldn't you, was skewing it to show the angle you was coming from, right? And I don't disagree with your angle, but let me ask you a question. Is it necessarily a bad thing if you're just conversational with a married woman? Like, can married women have conversations with unmarried male friends?
No.
No?
No.
Interesting.
Wait,
okay.
What was the question again?
Can a married woman have conversations with an unmarried male friend?
Oh, okay. Or vice versa. How about we just flip it as well?
So in other words, a married person can't have friends of the opposite sex, is what you're saying.
Why? Okay. All right. You want to play this game? Let's have a scenario. No. I understand what you're saying. I understand the angle that you're taking it. And I love this. So before you go that route,
I just today had a conversation with my lady, and I was letting her know, I don't hug women who are not my woman. I high five women who are not my woman because your titties on my chest are not up. All that being said, that's where I come from. But I just posed that question to you, so I just laid that out there before that.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm an author. I'm a businesswoman. I'm an entrepreneur. When I was with my ex-husband, we understood exactly what was going on, whatever I was doing. He understood that. He understood the fact that I was building a business. And I'm sorry.
No. That was somebody who was walking by. I was being ignorant.
And that people were reaching out to me, you know, in the evening. It became a bit distracting. And I know that, you know, people live on different states and so forth and so on. And they would reach out to me very late. And it got a little distracting. So I told him, you know, I understand how you're feeling, but nothing's going on. But to instill and to maintain the trust in our relationship, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And he in turn did the same. So we had a 10 o'clock rule. After 10 o'clock, there would be no business transpiring. All phones were in the living room, we in the bedroom. And that's what it was, because I'm not going to be having a phone call at midnight and, you know, whispering. It just seems really shady, but for that purpose,
I ain't gonna lie to you. That
understand.
Sounds very, very appealing. I like the idea of that.
Of what?
Of
whispering
like
after midnight.
Picking a particular time to go black and just be me and you from then until we wake up.
Well, yes. I mean, I kind of feel like that's out of respect for the relationship. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Relationships and marriages are like flowers. You understand me? You have to water it with sunlight, with water, with food. You have to nurture it day in and day out. It is not an easy task. Okay? It is not an easy task at all. Some people can do it. Some people cannot. But in all aspects, relationships, business, friendships, they all have to be nurtured. Okay? But the thing is that we had to set guidelines, and that was our rule. And that was something I did so that he knew that I was not going to be, you know, just talking to random men. You understand? And he was cool with that. He put his phone on, okay, phone in the living room, whatever. Phone went on silent. Answer all messages in the morning. Because just like if you're a business person, at a certain time, you start answering phone calls. If you leave yourself accessible 24/7, how can you possibly nurture your personal life? You can't be available to everyone, which is why some celebrities have 2, 3, and 4 phones. They have the social media manager have one. They have the bodyguard have the other. You have one. So not everybody can have access to you. You have to have guidelines and borderlines. Or if people are going to cross it, you.
And that's real. I like what you said.
So let me go back to answering
your
question.
Right, because you ain't answer my question.
Well, okay. So let me go back to answering your question. In the scope of business, yes, you absolutely need
business.
To speak to people.
We're talking about you as a person. We're not talking about you as an entity.
Can I finish my thought?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. So, like I was saying, in scope of business, you absolutely need to speak to people of the opposite sex. However, socially, if somebody hops in my inbox and says, hey, can I be your friend? For what reason? Like, what is it that you need to be friends with me for? I don't. What is the purpose of you being my friend? Because if you ask me out to go out to lunch or to dinner, I'm bringing my husband with me, and it's not on I don't trust. Because the problem is that everybody is so secretive. It's not about not trusting. This is the person that you are spending the rest of your life with. This is the person that will see you at your best and your worst. So therefore, there will not be any secrets.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any interests or hobbies that your husband doesn't share or your ex-husband didn't share? I don't know if you're married still.
Absolutely.
You're married still or absolutely you have
Absolutely, we did have different things that we were engaged in. And I did not watch football. I did not watch football.
All right, no. Forget him. Give me 2 things that you were interested in that he wasn't.
He was not a big reader. He was not a big reader. Let's see. I used to make candles.
Perfect. Okay.
And
so, yes, ma'am.
And he wasn't too fond of it. It's not something that he would do.
All right. But all right. So you also spoke about. Damn, I don't know which one to go first. Which way to go first? All right, boom. You said earlier that you should cultivate relationships, whether business or shouldn't you cultivate the relationship with yourself also?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That
all
is
right.
First
boom.
And
so
foremost.
That's out the way. Boom, I love you for saying that, sister. All right, so we're going to put that to the side. So now those interests that you had, we're going to use candle making, okay? You have to candle make, you have to go get supplies, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's just say William also likes candle making. Who the fuck's William?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but he's handsome, okay? And William happens to do candle making. You do candle making once every 2 months you go to get supplies. It just so happens that the same amount of candle making that you do, William does. So once every 2 months, you see him. Or maybe you see him once every 4 months, right? Okay, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. No, I'm saying whatever. And as you're there getting your supplies, how you doing? You know what? I tried that. You don't want to try that, sister. That's a bad product unless you do candle making for boom, 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 boom. If you do candle making like this, you might want to try this candle. You know what? Thank you, William. I appreciate it. How you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Boom. That sounds like a very logical conversation, right?
Absolutely.
You said that you couldn't have it, though.
That is a casual conversation.
Conversation?
No.
Why did you put something to it besides
that? Because let me tell you, it grows. It becomes habitual. It becomes Oh,
did you call me a bitch?
Huh? Ron, don't fuck the crap.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
why your that's why your friend request is so pending. Keep playing with me. Ha ha. No, you just threw me off. Why do you do this? At least I'm on the phone with you. Because
I'm stupid.
Okay.
You said
but
it becomes habitual.
Yes, it becomes habitual. It's something.
What
you know?
Wait. What is it? What is it that becomes habitual?
The communication, it will grow at some point in time. And like I said before, there has to be some sort of boundaries and guidelines because, okay, so here's the thing.
So then,
okay.
Yes, you and William can't have this conversation is what you're saying then, right?
We can have the conversation as long as there is a borderline. You have to know when to cross
right.
the line.
And if William happens to be a single man that don't, I don't know what you look like, but whatever you look like, he don't like women that look like you. He like women that look like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, he's interested. He, sometimes it's bigger than sex. You know what I mean? It's bigger than, I don't give a fuck about your vagina, your breath. I don't care a fuck about that. Nigga, you got something in your mind. Who the fuck is calling me on my other phone?
I mean.
What? But that being said, I'm sorry.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So what? Okay. What happens with William? So here's how the conversation can and will grow. See, I'm a writer. You should have never took me there. You should have never took me there. Because after 3-6 months, if I see William back and forth at the same time, leave my husband at home, baby, I'm gonna go pick up some art supplies. Have you not seen the movie Unfaithful? Like, they people meet up under the guise of doing one thing. When they're doing another, they're actually having these secret rendezvous. And it causes problems in a marriage. Secrets, for no reason. It was innocence. The movie Unfaithful starts out so innocent. She meets this man. I don't know if you guys saw with the, Jesus Christ, Richard Gere and I think Diane Ladd. And she crashes into this man on a windy day coming from upstate New York, and he's an artist, and she bangs her knee falling on the floor, and she's bleeding, and he's like, crap, let me help you. Let me help you. And he cleans up her knee, and there's some sexual attraction instantly. He's a handsome man. But it grows.
I'm laughing. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but y'all heard my phone ring. So in the middle of you starting that,
yeah.
I put it on pause because of my mother. I said, what's my mother's number? Let me answer this. So I put y'all on mute. I answer my mother's phone number. I came like, my mom's killing me. Call my dad. Blah, blah, blah. I got phone. I come back. And you talking about a fucking movie, nigga? We talking about real life. You talking about a movie?
Yes, because I'm
real life.
How...
I mean, in real life, we can have conversations and I not be sexually attracted to you and not be a threat to your husband, his manhood, or your relationship. We just have one common interest and we talk about that. What's wrong with that, sister?
I mean, it depends on the person. How mature are you to handle that?
Exactly. You don't know until you know.
But also, are you going to put yourself in that situation?
Or are you going to repress a part of yourself that you could grow because you're scared to take that chance?
Repress what? Your craft?
I'm just trying to understand what's
being repressed.
I got you. So when you do certain things and when you experience things in different ways, you grow as a person. If you've never been to Asia or you have no idea of the Asian languages, when somebody says you speak in Chinese, you wouldn't realize how stupid a sentence that is to say.
true.
You know what I mean? So when you start having other experiences, you realize, oh, shit, that's what that really is. That's what that really is. And if you never had a conversation with William at the candle store, you may have never had that experience. You won't grow in that way. That means you're repressing your growth in that particular direction. Or am I wrong?
Very good point that you made. I stand corrected.
I need you to call us every week.
Lord, mercy.
I don't have a problem with that.
Talk to the con and hang out and do stuff and make lines. Ask a whole bunch of
questions. Listen. I'm not saying nothing that I'm saying to be like, I'm right, you're wrong. That's not what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, let's have this conversation. I love this type of conversation.
Because that shit you said about let's leaving our phones in the living room after 10 until we wake up, that shit is brilliant to me. I love that shit. I'm like, yo, when you said that shit, I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to use that if I ever get married and move in with a motherfucker. But I was like, yo, that shit is, yo, put that in your back pocket, son. That's what I said to myself when you said that. So I appreciate you calling because that level of commitment to a relationship is beautiful. I'm just saying that also that level has to be to itself.
Right. And there needs to be self-control.
And always. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have another beer because I have to have self-control.
I'm going to drink some more wine. I don't have any self-control because I'm tired.
No, I'm about to roll something else up. Don't get that twisted.
Not everybody has self-control. And that's what you need to understand. Not everybody has that maturity level. Not everybody has that commitment level. And not many people have the idea of what it is to cultivate and nurture a relationship. So they out here just talking to any and everybody on the idea that, yeah, I'm gonna put somebody in the back pocket just in case this shit don't work out. We want to find somebody else. And that's exactly what old girl did to the young man on the phone.
All right, you go stop
okay.
coming at Dre. All right, you go stop coming at my man. That's number one.
But that's what
okay.
But that's exactly what she did.
Because we all look
that's
at it, and sometimes
all,
you got to have three in a possible. I'm just saying.
This nigga playing spades.
I mean, men have but she's a hoe because she had him in the back pocket. She was playing him and pulling him out when she needed, you know, she needed an ace in a hole, literally. So, I mean, no, she just wasn't prepared.
All right, I'm sorry. What's your name, love?
Allison.
Allison?
Yes.
Okay. No, I like that name. I know Allison. I grew up with one. She was a beautiful young lady.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
This woman that you took, I want to ask you a personal question, but I don't want you to think that I'm being nosy. So if you are willing to answer that personal question, I will answer a personal question if you have one of me. I'll be reciprocal of that. Is that fair?
Sure, go for it. I don't know if y'all know,
why
but I'm an author, so a lot of my information. I'm sorry?
I'm an author, too. Where'd you get divorced?
Okay.
I mean, why'd you get divorced?
We grew out of love with each other. We were together for a very, very, very long time. We were together for about 14 years, and he knew me when I was a teenager. As I entered my 20s and my 30s, I had different goals. I had different ideals of relationship, and he did as well. So we're the best of friends. I actually used to call him because he called me for my birthday and I did not call him back. The person that I was when I was a teenager, he met me when I was 17, and we were together. We have children. As I entered my 20s, I wanted something so much more. We were together. I was 20-something. I was a mom twice over before I was 25. So the things that I was doing, I already jumped into wife and mommy, and I forgot about me. Ha-ha. I forgot about Allison. So therefore, I was running the streets with the girlfriends. There was a time when, you know, my phone was ringing or vibrating, and it was my girlfriend, and you know, 10, 11 o'clock, and he was like, well, your phone is vibrating. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, you're going to get it? And I was like, no, I'm not going to get it. We have the school. You're not supposed to have the phone. She's like, but maybe it's an emergency. Check the phone. It's a girlfriend. She's like, hey, you know, such and such is, we having this party, yada, yada, yada. Let's hang out. And so it became habitual. It was, you know, the phone started coming back into the bedroom. And because it was just a girlfriend, but it was 11:30 at night, and I was having conversations with my girlfriend, and he ended up being on the phone with his boys. So, I mean, what's good for him was good for me. I can't tell you get off the phone if I'm on the phone. You're talking to your friend. I'm talking to my friend. And there became such a disconnect. We outgrew each other. We chose at some point not to learn about each other and who we were becoming. So, that's what happened. But we talk every day, though, for the most part. He's a good guy. I love him.
So if you love him, why are you not married? What's going on? You gave up? Are you a quitter? You're not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. He is, since we married, his wife is amazing to him, and I'm so happy that he's found love. You know, when you find a great suit or a great pair of shoes, and you see that, you try it on, it just don't fit right for you. Yeah, he's a great pair of shoes, just not the fit for me. He's a great fit for her, though.
You silly. He's a great fit for her. I hear that, sis. I ain't mad at you.
The only reason I asked that question is because, you know what I'm saying, it seemed as if the way that you was coming at my man's is that you was like, you was like against women who broke up your marriage. You know what
Absolutely
I mean? That's what it
not.
Seemed like.
No.
Okay,
no,
okay.
And I apologize. I definitely apologize if I came off that way. Absolutely not. I'm definitely not that type of person. And, you know, I've been on the other end of the spectrum. I've been the other woman. So I cannot and will not judge. Absolutely not. That's not about makeup.
What you mean, nigga? You was just judging.
I don't know. How? When was I judging? I was asking questions. If I came up like I was
Dre,
judging, then
Dre, did you feel judged, Dre? Dre, did you feel judged?
Is he even still here? You know how he be on the whole shit.
Not only is he judged, but he's intimidated.
Aw, bendito.
that can't be. Sometimes he did it last week. He got quiet, and then we knew that he was on some whole shit. So, no, that ain't always the case. Some whole shit. So,
yeah, they be on some whole shit sometimes.
Yeah, he just, listen, nigga know he got shit to do on a Friday night.
Wait.
I am not on no whole shit.
Nigga, you sound like you're taking this shit. Nigga, what the fuck you doing? You're in the bathroom, nigga?
You're in the bathroom. You in the bathroom in the club.
Oh, shit. I ain't bad. Nigga, then I ain't on no whole shit. I'm thinking this shit. Where the fuck is my lighter?
Well, at least you can't say he's full of shit.
Girl, shut up. Let me be quiet.
How about that? But Dre, did you feel judged, Dre?
No, only time I feel judged when best friend said I'm being an asshole.
No, I'm talking about when the young lady called and started questioning you. Did you feel like she was judging you?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm stupid. My bad. I apologize. Fucking
nigga, you supposed to lie and be on my side, nigga. I was on your side, nigga. How you ain't gonna be on my fucking side, you bitch ass nigga?
But listen, but now you was he only feels judged if I say some shit.
See what I'm saying? Thank you.
Because
it sounded like you was judging him, but now all of a sudden he don't feel judged. I think the nigga just wasn't paying attention and he ain't know how to answer the question.
I'm done.
I think you're reaching. Stop reaching. You grasping the straw.
You know what? I am proficient at reaching, love. I am proficient. I do that shit well. So it's very possible. It's very possible I was reaching. I ain't gonna lie. There go my lighter. I be reaching sometime. I ain't gonna hold you. Imaj, I be reaching?
Man, to the top of the doggone cabinets where nobody else can. Especially when I'm thinking, All right.
So since we got you on, you calling us, you ain't going nowhere for a high. Can we hold you for a second and introduce
Absolutely.
You to the topic of the show?
Sure. Well, sure. Again, I mean,
what are you looking for in life, or what are you reaching for, striving for, and how are you going for it?
What am I looking for in life, and how am I going for it? Is that the topic?
Well, not life, but relationship. What are you leading with? How are you getting into your emotions? Are you attaching them to your cat, attaching them to your heart, attaching them to your mind? How are you leading?
Well, I currently got out of a 4-year relationship. So right now I'm just chasing my bag and I'm learning how to meditate because I have a million and one thoughts that go through my head. It was indeed a bad breakup, but I'm healing more and more each day. I'm learning to become happy again, and I understand my part in the situation, and I'm learning to forgive myself because that was some tired shit, and I didn't deserve that.
I don't mean to be very, very simplistic, but you didn't deserve what? To meet an imperfect human? So now you're going to change what you felt that was right before because you met and dealt with an imperfect human?
No, absolutely not. See, I don't mind meeting an imperfect human. What I mind is listening to some bullshit and people lying to my face saying they're going to do one thing and then they turn around and do the same fuck shit that they was doing before. See, you can't. It's counterproductive for you as a human to keep doing the same thing over and over. You are officially insane because it's not going to change. The results are not going to change if you keep doing the same thing over and over. You come into a situation saying one thing and then you switch it up and you do another. Yeah, it's not gonna work. So I don't mind you being imperfect, but first of all, be accountable for your shit. That's first and foremost. Be accountable to your shit. If you are unable, then don't do it. Don't commit. Don't claim that you will if you're not going to. Because now you're just a liar.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm just trying to soak it in and just process it.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm trying to soak it in and process it. So this is where I sound angry because again, I can get triggered at any time. I can sound angry. I'm really trying to work on the anger. It was just a very bad breakup for me.
So. I'm not a psychologist at all. I don't play one on TV.
That's fine.
But I've gone through therapy. You know what I'm saying? And Kitty, we've talked about therapy on here before, right?
Yeah, I definitely, yeah. We talked about it.
And one thing that I to do is separate myself from the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if a child walks up to you and says, Miss, Santa Claus said he gonna bring me a bike, what would you think?
What I think about what?
What would you think about what that child just said to you?
That's sweet.
Right, right. But you know it's not real, right?
Correct.
And you know that child has a certain level of thinking that it is at and is not above that, because it wouldn't believe that Santa Claus was bringing it a bike if it was anywhere above this level of thinking, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now when we deal with people, and trust me, love, I'm fucking floored. So my woman is standing right here in front of me. She just came. She drove over. She's, you know what I'm saying, standing right there. She can't hear me, but she's typing on the phone. And beautiful black woman. And I'm a piece of shit.
Dear Lord.
She knows this. I know this. I'm trying, though. I try so hard to try to fail to do it to succeed. I get it. But whatever. That being said,
But you try.
But I've also committed myself to, when I take that vow, to be Gucci with it. But before that, it's like, I don't know. How is she going to find out? Who's going to tell her? I'm not going to tell her. Oh, my bad. Did I say that out loud, Kitty? My bad.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
I hope she ain't just hearing me. Anyway, so boom. Do you really want to say, I believe in something with all my heart? And I don't fuck with the word believe, but I'm just going to use that because most people do. I believe in something with all my heart. I think this is the right way to go. I want to do this. I know this is the right way to go. And because you meet the wrong person, not want to keep going down that same road. If you really committed to that role, then fuck what the person did. I'm not going to be jaded. I'm not going to be, you know what I'm saying, holding some shit in my mind. I'm continuing down this road, and I'm going to go into the same verb and vigor, the second relationship, as I went into the first one, because that's the right thing to do. Or am I bugging?
Where did I say I was giving up? I'm just trying to understand that. I never said anything of the sort.
It's not saying, I didn't say you was giving up. I said with the same verb and vigor. The fact that you've had that experience, are you just throwing that experience away and going into the same enthusiasm, the second relationship? Or are you saying, nah, this next nigga do the same shit the first nigga did. I'm fine fucking with him. And you looking at him jaded and not giving him a fair shot.
Everybody comes with baggage. That's one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
But you have to leave that shit at the door and figure out what you want to unpack. Secondly.
Well, you know what? I think that everybody doesn't come with baggage. You know who comes with baggage? Motherfuckers who can't afford to buy fucking shit when they get there. Think about that.
Everybody has baggage, and
everybody
like
doesn't
said,
have baggage. Some people are perfectly set to be docile enough for you to do whatever you want them to do in a relationship. They have no baggage. They just accept. Some people just accept. Now those people end up getting abused. And they're the ones that go and take the baggage going on to their next relationship. But some people don't have the baggage. And I understand what you're saying, that nobody's perfect is basically what you're saying. Yes, I agree. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like baggage, the concept of baggage, of bringing something bad into a relationship, no, everybody doesn't bring something bad into a relationship. That's false in my humble
estimation. I didn't say anything. I never said the word bad. Baggage can be good.
But that's what baggage
means.
All right, what does baggage mean?
Not necessarily.
No, I don't, I'm asking you, what does baggage mean?
Okay, it can be, first of all, baggage is your experiences, your past experiences, good, bad, or indifferent. You learn from it. You figure out what to unpack. This, your girlfriend, she might have something that she's holding on to, and she has never, ever, ever brought it up. Ever.
Might? There's no might. It's absolutely definite she has.
Okay.
It's absolutely definite that I have.
But one thing that you have done or said, you could have 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, she might bring it up and say, hey, you know, that reminds me of X, Y, and Z. And then it just opens up a conversation of the experience and why it bothered her or why it reminded her. It's like perfume. Some scents or some locations, it will bring you back to a certain space in your life, and you just remember. I know for me, that's how it is. I remember exactly where I was. It's kind of like deja vu. But for you to stay here and say that I'm not jaded. Not at this time. I don't have the mind space right now. I'm gonna be very honest with you. I do not have the mind space right now to be jaded.
I hear that.
Because
you know
when
what?
You're jaded,
I don't know whether
jaded,
it's good or not to be jaded. I don't know. Maybe it's good to be there when I'm fucked up. I just think that everybody deserves a fair shot.
Absolutely, I totally agree. But hear me out now. I at this time, at this point in my life, on July 3rd, no, we're not the next day, July 2nd.
You don't even know where we at, Nicker.
Excuse me? Well,
is it June, July, January? What J month is it?
Calm your ass down.
I can't.
Not
I'm
January.
In there.
It is still.
Not January.
Look, I'm still celebrating my birthday. Calm down.
Justin the 13th.
Anyway, you know you're a real ass. You know that, right? You're a real ass. July 2nd, 2021. I don't have the capacity right now to be jaded because I am laser focused. Laser focused.
Where you live at? Where you live at?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Hold the fuck up. Where in Brooklyn? What part of Brooklyn you live in?
In the nice part.
That's saying nothing.
I'm in Flatbush. I'm in Flatbush.
All right, so I grew up in Flatbush. I grew up 665 New York Avenue, which is right next to Kings County Hospital. Are you anywhere in that vicinity?
I absolutely am. I'm not far from there at all.
I don't even want to talk to you no more.
Why?
Are you from Brooklyn?
No, I'm from the Bronx.
I lived in the Bronx, too. What part of the Bronx did you live in?
Let's see. I grew up in Park Central.
I live 1983 Sedgwick Avenue. Did you live anywhere near 1983 Sedgwick Avenue?
No. Right. I used to live in the valley. I live 3018 Gunther. I live 2932 Gunther. I live 1555 Odell.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So. All
right. Anyway, only like six other people that hear this is going to understand what we're talking about. But yeah, all right.
No. I'm not from there. And so I don't know. No, you nigga, no,
we
start
naming numbers and names. She's like, what the fuck are they saying? 6'6", what? That's devil, nigga.
I don't speak that language. I don't speak that shit, so therefore I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I understand it. I'm not.
Nah.
I do. I don't. I speak Southern.
But I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm laser focused right now. The experience that I had was so devastating. And why I said I forgive myself every single day is because like that child, I believed in Santa Claus. And I blame myself for believing in that when, you know, the clues were there and I didn't want to see it.
Right.
Because men are creatures of habit. Y'all do the same shit over and over again.
Nigga, 10-year-old just graduated high school, right?
Congrats.
I got a 4-year-old. I got a fucking 4-year-old. What was I thinking?
Oh, why did you do that?
And the 4-year-old, I had the 4-year-old, right, with a woman that I knew 20-something years ago.
See, why you double back? That's the problem. I double back.
Wait, it wasn't even a double back. It was more like a quadruple back. It was more like a quadruple back, nigga.
See?
The fuck is wrong with me? So, yo, y'all be like, yeah, that nigga sound, he know what he talking about. I don't know shit, nigga.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
I quadrupled back, and now I got 14 more years before I can see today again. Who the last nigga that said, I got to wait 14 more years before I can see today again?
Bless your heart.
He did the dumb shit, too. He got a 4-year-old.
Who?
Yeah. My baby daddy. He got a 4-year-old. That nigga said, yep. He looked miserable. He looked rolled hard and put up wet.
And, God
damn, rolled hard and put up wet.
Oh, shit. Yo. Oh, God. I got to start using that one.
Oh. That's crazy.
That's what it looked like. You know, I just be sitting there looking at him like, you look stressed. You look stressed out. It ain't because of me.
Motherfuckers like, yo, well, what was you thinking? So, nigga, I wasn't.
Listen, I was good when I could say that, yo, I was blinded by some shit. And so as I started to wake up, and my education really started to kick in. I was like, yo, I will not continue this. I will not. I won't be this dumb. I will not continue. Yeah, I've already got the kid. But listen, I will not. I shan't not be dumb. I'm not going to do it. And anybody who came after me, let me tell you right now, I was your cautionary tale. Every time he told a lie on me, every time he told a lie on me, you said to yourself, you know what, I should reach out to her. One of them, actually both of them.
This nigga said Hove did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that.
Listen. You should have come and talked to me the moment you said to yourself, you know what, I know who she is. I should reach out and talk to her. And you did. So you went
through, and I know who she is.
You went through 8 long years of some bullshit that you could have rectified in 6 months.
Oh, shit. Yo, you so stupid.
When he told you that you got that STD from sitting on a toilet stool, you should have came to me and talked to me then, like, nigga, you believe that shit? You let that dumb
stupid
nigga talk to you into that shit?
Where did Jenkins say that?
Wow.
What bathroom you went to? See, that's Burger King, nigga.
If you would have seen my face and she told me that shit, man, oh, you could have bought me for a fucking nickel. You hear me? I was in the goddamn flow, so I said...
Nigga, I feel you, Dre, but you know what? I don't give a fuck about your nickel right now. You ran from this young lady right here, Allison, and now you want to come back when we talking about Imaj Cootie Cat being tore up?
There you go.
First of all, my
I have been told I'm a little intimidating. I have to apologize.
That's that Brooklyn shit, nigga.
You talking to me?
My shit ain't ready.
You.
That shit's not raggedy, sir. Never been raggedy, ain't gonna be raggedy.
Yo, nigga, I almost died right there. Yo, my lungs almost came through my fucking esophagus. Nigga, you said, first of all, nigga, I don't care what the fuck you say about Dre, but this hoo-ha right here, nigga, is A1 to this day.
It ain't raggedy, nigga. It ain't raggedy. I ain't gonna say you lying when you go, but it ain't raggedy. Ain't no raggedy shit happening.
I never insinuated that. I was just saying you had an issue that you had to care for.
No, I did not. That wasn't me.
Okay.
It wasn't me. I was like, who let him say that? Like, girl, you got to be the dumbass. Did you know?
Oh, you stupid. Wait, all right. Like, so hold on. So now let's go back. So, Jay, what was you talking about? You said when she told you that. Who is she and what did she tell you?
I was talking about when she told me that he caught that was about what he said to her, that she caught it on the toilet seat.
He told the next bitch.
It's more to that situation that she's talking, because her baby daddy, this dude, I be questioning, like, this motherfucker, he almost got me in trouble.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know the rule. You know the rule, Ron. When your best friend is pissed off at somebody and don't like that person, you're supposed to be pissed off and don't like that person, whether you know this motherfucker or not, right?
I'm with you.
So, we had little best friends, you know what I'm saying, little graduation or whatever. This dude comes outside, and I'm just sitting there, me and her brother, you know what I'm saying, we be chopping it up all the time about shoes and shit. So, he was giving me this shoe.
My boyfriend is sitting in the house with me. No,
nigga,
my boyfriend.
Her baby, yeah. And like, her boyfriend was at the crib. He inside. He peeping out the window. He laughing. This nigga comes outside, the baby daddy. He sits right beside me and starts talking to me like we are the best of fucking friends ever. My stupid ass, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be rude to this motherfucker, so I'm going to talk. So I'm talking to him. And you know how sometimes you be talking to somebody, but you can feel a motherfucker beaming you in the back of your head with the damn eyeballs. Nigga, when I tell you I turned around and looked over that air conditioner, and all I seen was them little slanted beady eyes of a best friend. She was looking at me, and I read every word. She didn't even have to say nothing. I read every word that she said through her eyes. And this is what she said through her eyes. And I promise you this is what she said. Motherfucker, if you keep talking to that motherfucker, you're going to be walking the fuck home. I can't believe you outside talking to this motherfucker after you know me and this motherfucker don't like each other. Get your goddamn ass away from this motherfucker. Why are you sitting there talking to this motherfucker? I can't believe you sitting there. Bruh, that's what her eyeballs are telling me. That's what her eyeballs are telling me. So I'm trying to get the fuck away from this nigga, right? So I'm trying to ease away from him. This motherfucker is still talking to me, Ron. Not only that, this nigga was like, her mom, you know what I'm saying, best friend mom's on my side. So he was like, Miss Reed, these things on poke beans is good as I don't know what. He dogging the poke beans. But this, he had his plate leaning over the damn side of the damn, outside of the damn thing. But it was raining so fucking hard, the rain was hitting the goddamn plate. Like, he had water all in the motherfucking beans. This nigga was smacking the motherfucking beans up so hard. I was like, yeah, this nigga has not ate a good meal in years. Because them beans are soaking fucking wet with rain in the motherfuckers. And so I'm laughing at that shit. But when her mama said, when he said that shit about the beans, best friend's mama was like, And she rolled her eyes to the goddamn guard. You hear me? Nigga, I was in the fucking flow. So now I'm trying to get away from this nigga. Best friend's mama's right there, and she's looking at me like, why you standing next to this nigga? She's looking at me and her son like, why the fuck y'all out here talking to this motherfucker? Like, what the fuck? And then I turn back around. Sean in there, he crying laughing at this point. He's laughing. Best friend still has not moved her fucking head. Her head is to the left.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Dre. Pause for a second. Now I'm going to Kitty. Kitty, when he says what? Sean, do he mean Tanya?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Please, Dre, continue.
Because it was the baby's graduation, and he was like, he was
say
invited.
Like, listen,
like,
say
like,
say,
but look,
he had a shirt and everything. Like, she had a shirt made for him, everything.
This nigga came into a losing situation. He should have just left the fuck home. Like, this nigga, first of all, did he even give her something that day?
It's not what Sean gave her.
Yeah,
he gave her
like something.
Sean fucked
around and gave her like what? He gave her like some shoes or $100 or some shit like that.
No, he gave her $200 plus he got her something for her birthday because her birthday was the next day.
Exactly. So this nigga sitting out there, he looking stupid. First of all, you eating some water ass damn poke beans. The boyfriend that came and stunted all on you with the $200 in the birthday gift. The mama done rolled her eyes at you and hit you with the I'm about to get busted in the back of my damn head because I'm talking to you, motherfucking ass. I'm feeling sorry for you. I'm the only one feeling guilty for this motherfucker. So I'm like, God damn, like, what the fuck? This nigga, man.
And then you play yourself. What makes you special? What makes you the motherfucking welcoming party? What makes you the motherfucker that got to be nice to everybody? Who the fuck is you to be smiling and cheesing with the enemy, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? How the fuck did you get here? How the fuck you getting home, nigga? You better eat them beans with that, nigga. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Look, Ron, he just joined in on the conversation with me and her brother. And so...
So why y'all ain't walk away from that nigga? Leave that nigga. That nigga is that nigga.
It was raining so hard, and then it wasn't nowhere to sit in the inside. We were just outside kicking it. The only thing, me and the brother, we always talk about shoes and shit. And so then this nigga just came over and just started talking. So we're looking at him like, what the fuck?
He ain't talking about no shoes.
I'm talking to
he don't wear nothing but Air Force One, and they be broke down.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to him, and I'm sitting there like, God, well, I hope she don't notice that I'm talking to this nigga. Like, I didn't think she was going to be paying attention. I'm thinking she going to be in there laughing and kicking with the family.
I ain't fucking with you, Dre. Right now, son, Kitty, I'm on your side. Allison, what you feel about that?
Bro. I snapped back. I got back.
I zoned out.
You what? You zoned out?
That story was a bit,
Yeah. All right. Bottom line. If you with me, you with me, or if somebody who's my enemy, do you talk to them?
Are you my man?
Friend, man,
I thought you were my
cousin,
friend.
Brother, family, in a circle.
Nah, I don't fuck with you like that.
There you
nope.
go. Here we are.
I don't care what you do. That's how I am. That's how I am. So, I mean.
Yeah, see, everybody's on the other side of the fence, Dre, not you.
Man.
In the grand scheme of things, maturity, like, I don't know what that person may have done to you, but, I mean, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to jump up in their face and like, you did this to Ron, and I don't like you, I just know how to play you, and I watch. I'm very observant. So,
I don't do people who tell lies on me. I don't like people who tell lies.
That's a big no-no. That's when you see another
and
side
so,
of me.
If you my friend... And I tell you, if this fuck ass nigga told a lie on me, and I'm talking about a big ass lie, talking about some he put me through school and that he paid all my bills and all this shit, and all this nigga ever done is work part time for the UPS and slaying boxes and not no rocks, no.
Yeah, that's very personal. You got deep there, nigga. That he cut you hard.
Or he said the reason why we broke up is because he wouldn't leave the streets. No, we broke up because I caught a bitch in my motherfucking house. No. Don't lie. I'm going to need you to gather yourself up.
Girl.
Your lies. And that's why it looks like you've been rode hard and put up with.
Girl.
Dre said he got kicked off. And he can't get back on because it's after 12 o'clock.
Aww. And here Dre go over here talking to this funky-ass nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Y'all could have seen my face. Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's father tried to run my name into the ground. And he wonders to this day why I don't talk to him.
sir. Sir. You are living in your karma right now. That's why you look like you damn near 50 when you are 42. That's why you look the way you look. You can look at me and be like, she ain't 40.
Here's the thing about karma. It feeds you a very hard life. Like, you can tell people that have done others wrong because when you see them, they look like they're struggling. Because karma just spoon feeds you.
Eating you from the inside out. And I just be sitting there looking, and I be like, oh, man, he can't stand it when his daddy talks to me, because every time there's a function or whatever, a family function, you know, especially if it's my daughter's birthday or something, they're invited. Like, I don't ever say, no, you can't come. No, come on. It's up to you if you come or not. Come on. And his dad, me and his dad have, like, the best conversation. Listen, that Negro can't stand it, his daddy like me. Now, his mama, she don't never come to them because she can't go upstairs. And the steps in front of my mama's house, because I don't let them come to my house. It's only 3 steps in front of my mama's house. I don't understand why you can't come up them 3 little ass steps. That's neither here nor there. But I remember her telling him she ain't like me. Well, lady, you ain't never got to be around me ever in life again. I promise you. But you ain't got to like me. You better pray Jesus likes you. I ain't done nothing to you, and you don't even know me like that. But, so that's one of them situations where I was glad I detached everything in my spirit from him. I ain't let my emotions be attached to none of that shit. And, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Bless everybody's heart who got to deal with the nigga. Bless his hope. Bless their hope. Because he's dummy. But anyway. So we've reached 12 o'clock. We're here. We reached it. And I started back to the sky tomorrow. Well, today. And 7 a.m. will come quick because I have to go to the gym because I have to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Yeah. So you black people.
No. I'm about to go do something strange for a little bit of change.
Oh, this nigga hoeing in the street. Let your emotions get attached.
Tight.
This nigga been drinking and drugging all day long.
We never even covered the topic. I feel so bad.
No, we did cover the topic. We just didn't finish with you. The question we was going to ask with you is, I said, that's what you're looking for, and how are you looking? What are you leading with it? Like, what are you leading? How did I say that shit before, Imaz? I'm drunk. I don't know what the fuck I said.
Attain that?
I keep it 100, though. It's real. Listen, nigga, I've been drinking and drugging. What the fuck I said?
I don't know.
I am working on self. That's it. I'm working on self.
So when I said it to Dre, I asked him, was he leading with his humor, with his wallet, with his dick, with his mind? You know what I'm saying? You lead with certain things when you look for these things. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And what would you say, real quick, you're leading with in your hunt?
I'm leading with the love of self. When people see how you love yourself, then they are more apt to love you in the way that you need to be loved.
I hear that, Flatbush. Boop, 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 boop.
Stop it.
Oh, my bad.
Stop it. Stop. I'm sorry. Stop. Don't start.
Well, you know what? The Bashman there, girl. Uh-oh. All right. Come on. No, don't let me start it. All right. Anyway, Imaj, in the show. In the show, Imaj. I'm about to turn. Nigga, don't do it. Imaj, in the show.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to treat this white woman. I got to go. I'm about to mess with y'all tonight. Yeah, be good. Be blessed. We'll be. What's next week?
It was good talking to y'all. Let's do this again soon. Okay.
Thank you for making out, girl. See you next time.
Of course.
Dalla.
Oh my God. Dalla.
I'm out of here. Good night.
Good night. Give me a fucking double.